Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
All right, goddamn it. Let's get started with this. I know you want it, because I got it. Yeah. I'm going to be real, man. We can win. We can goddamn win. We ain't got to be coming in no second place or none of that shit. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. What we gonna do is I'm gonna start up explaining some shit. Because what you don't realize is the entire semester at Sidewalk University is a rare learning experience. The first week there, you're gonna be learning the power that you already have in being honest with yourself. Honesty is very underrated. Now, if you can't express it, you can't be it. And you can't be it unless you really believe it. And if you believe it, you'll do whatever it takes to get it. Now, if it is being a man, who says it can't be you? Who says you can't be that real man? Now, we could win together, or you could be satisfied with only me winning. It's up to you. Now, for most of you guys, let me put it in plain English. SWU is the truth. It's the truth. I need to do something here. It's the truth, and you're going to learn it. You're going to start desiring it. Now, just the way you know me, just the way I'm on these videos, is the way I teach. I don't be playing, and I ain't trying to have no friends. The only thing I needed to learn when I started this was the correct way to explain the assignment, the psychology of the assignment, where it's going to help social aspects. Now, that's what I was concentrating on. And my students, of course. See, that's a win-win situation for anybody involved in it. Let me review something with you. Let's review how being down and dirty has looked out for me. Let's go for the past couple of months. First, you know, me and my women don't really, you know, get along like that, because I don't want to. I don't really want, you know, no, I just don't want a full-fledged relationship right now, I mean. So, most of them break them, you know, because they won't, you know, they be wanting something. I'm an older dude, you know, so I should want it too, but I don't. And I spend all of maybe 10 seconds crying over that shit. A few days later, I kid you not, some broad is going to call me And I, like always, am going to bite on the shit. And I'm going to have her. Now, I haven't even, if that's the case, recovered from the first motherfucking bitch that left me. I mean, not the first one, but the last one that left me. And then now here's another one at me. So now I'm kicking it with baby for a little while, you know, and I decided to put my death grip on her. And you know, slowly but surely, she started getting sprung. At least I thought she was getting sprung. And, you know, a little time go by. And then I decided to put my locks on her through my conversation, of course. And I invited her back to Vegas. She wasn't from Vegas, and she was about to go home. You know, and everything was set. But the bitch didn't show. that's where a lot of women I fuck with realize, you know, what they doing, because I sweep them off their feet, and they be done made some decisions really quick. And sometimes, you know, when they go home and they think about it and shit, they be, this nigga didn't talk me into something I don't want to do. And then they change their mind and don't come. So when baby didn't come, that's what I thought. Because I'm always on my goddamn ABPs. I'll be playing. So I'm out last night, you know, getting my head together, fucking with bitches, you know, doing my little thing, trying to catch. But I missed. I fucking missed. It's rare, but it sure in the fuck happens. At about 1:30, I decided to go home. So I'm smoking my motherfucking joint, pulling up in the next to my apartment. And as I pull over, a fucking cab pulled up right behind me. And when I got out the car to go in my crib, the little bitch I had wanted to come up here got out the cab. Now, mind you, I done already caught me another bro. I looked at the little old walk up to me and with her bags. And I just turned and went inside. Didn't even wait on her. She came to the door. And she said, I tried to fight it, but I couldn't. I'm here now if you still want me. I looked at that little bitch and told her, you too late, girl. I'm off the market now. I don't be playing. You know, and when she finally got the message, because I think I was talking to her maybe 2 or 3 minutes, when this broad I had caught, which was at the house, big old 6'1" motherfucker, I don't know why, or what about me, them big old tall motherfucker bitches like, was she the second? I had one that was 6'3". But anyway, I told the bitch, you know, that she was too late and shit. Then that big old tall broad come up to the front and say, oh, baby, look, I'm sorry. I'm thinking that little bitch better learn some sign language or something so she can recognize the signs of a real man. He ain't going to be waiting no more, bitch. The little bitch was on quiet. Like she's supposed to be. Because ain't no motherfucker supposed to be talking shit as I'm, you know, busting. And then the little bitch just told the cab to wait. So evidently, she didn't got the message now. And she didn't turn around and she walking off. And I've noticed that motherfucking ass. Oh my God, that girl had a good looking ass. Now, I said all of that to say this. A lot of the reasons that I do the course in steps is because that's the only way you can grasp it. It's so powerful that if I give it all at once to you to do, you won't do it. So we got to do it in steps. If I did it any other way, you all would do it at once and say the course wasn't shit. Because I know how you guys are now. With the advent of social media and the internet searches and shit, life as we knew it has changed. And we no longer feel that, you know, not we, y'all no longer feel that you need to earn your stripes. I studied what I'm doing. And I studied it so I could do it with you so you could learn it. Today, not like yesterday, but today, you got to force people to take things and steps. I have been duped by the internet, and it's got you believing that all you got to do is read some shit and get a whole bunch of information on it, and you can do it. All you doing is making the internet way too important in your fucking life. Just because you know or have read how Willie Mays became the Say Hey Kid don't mean you could do it. And it surely don't mean he didn't go through the steps to become that iconic legend. He didn't read about how to hit or how to feel. Well, I'm sure he read some things to help his understanding of how the game is played, but he knew the best way for him to do what he had to do was to go out and do it. Yeah, that's what he knew, and the best way for him to prove that was to go out and not try to prove shit, just play his game. Now, I explained everything in part two and three, but in part three, I finalize it and I make it to where it's going to stick. But rest assured, there are fine-lined reasons why I do it the way I do it. Too much information at once is as dangerous as not having information you need to survive. Plus, I want you to win. I'm not here, well, I want to make some money. But I'm not here for the money. I want you to win. I know one of the best things I offer is the truth. I don't tell you bullshit to get your goddamn money. A lot of you be asking for samples. And I ain't getting you no goddamn sample. Plus, you get a sample every time you look at a video. Now, this new group of dudes I got, they're even a little slower. A little slower than the past groups. So what I'm saying is, you past students, are you dudes benefiting from my course? Are you checking youngsters that you see slipping? You know, you got to remember, a big part of what I'm doing depends on the saying, each one, teach one. For us, it don't mean, you know, that we got to try to teach every dude we see. But it do mean you're supposed to shed the light on wherever you think the light needs shedding. I won't hesitate to be riding down the street and see some fools doing some shit, and I'll stop and I'll say something. I'll say something to them young motherfuckers, and it just depends on, you know, their response as to how far I'll go. But checking them is part of my being on my ABVs. You know, I want respect, and you need to earn it. So I have no problem letting these youngsters hear and see what can make them respect me. And I give respect. This confidence we have is to be used. Don't be silly and let the confidence use you. I mean, this is real work that you volunteered for. You volunteer for it when you send the money for the tools or the course. It really is a big part of having confidence, being able to display it. There is no part of it that you can get that's going to work for you. You got to get it all. And you got to be able to work it all. You need it all for it to work correctly. You need to do every little thing that I suggest. Because in doing it, it's going to strengthen the confidence that you're gaining. This is a journey. It's not a little trip or a vacation, but a journey. And I'm your guide. There is no fucking time limit to gain the experience that's going to be beneficial to you. There's beneficial qualities of what you're going to learn that you need to incorporate in yourself. But the more you do the little tedious things, you know, like checking dudes or who's doing some unmanly things or just getting in a conversation, you know, shedding light on it. The more you do that, the stronger you'll get in your confidence being part of you, not something that you got to call on from time to time. It'll be you. Now, I've noticed a lot of you guys sharing my feelings on things, you know, that word abadabba coming up a lot. I just want to let you know I appreciate it. And I believe I was one of the fortunate motherfuckers to buck the odds and live this life of luxury that's provided by my wits. And at times, that shit was a struggle. No matter where I get in life, for me, the struggle continues. There's 150,000 ways to blow your wind, but there's one sure one. Don't do shit with your money. See what that motherfucking broad do. I ain't talking about hoes, but especially hoes. I'm talking about women. A woman would rather pay a lamppost that got arms and hands than to pay a man who would do nothing but fuck his money off. The only thing in your favor is that most bitches, you know, are loyal, and they're going to give you several chances to show that, you know, you ain't no damn fool. But after she realizes that you and money are not compatible, neither will you and she be. It's like that. So you got to do real things with your money, not just cars and jewels, real things. And if you really, really trust this abadabra of what it can bless you with, you'll be able to understand this thing. I've been hopeful, but rich with this abadabra. Because you know what? When the nigga gets hopeful, that's because he forgot to shift gears. Shift to third or shift to second. The life we lead has taught me how to switch gears at lightning speed. And you all need to be able to predict your problems. And that comes from paying attention to your women and your dough. I'm telling you, when you get sharp like this, just counting your money is going to make you see something. And that something is going to happen. Business is strange. But I would think that 20,000 satisfied customers would promote a bunch more of you guys to fucking with that Sidewalk University. I'm curious as to why you don't believe my good work. It is worth your hard-earned dough. Maybe I should have waited till I sold that 20,010. That many before I say anything. But I know when I get to 150,000, I'm going to make sure I'm at 150,300 before I say anything about it. I'm going to make sure I'm going to have more than that 50,000 or whatever I just said before I announce I crossed that threshold. And with the way things going today, you need to be sure than ever about where you stand. You got to have a credo. You guys are either going to be upset or happy as fuck for me because I've arrived. I've arrived as far as, you know, reaching my students' goals. You just keep your eye on Sidewalk University and the graduates. Some of you motherfuckers laughed at me because I was honest about the graduation rate was low. But we like the Marines. We want just a few good men. Plus, that was 3 years ago. And it's been on the rise ever since for the last 12 straight semesters. I'm hovering right around 45% now. And this semester looks even better, although these dudes are a little slower. Keeping my focus is a must. Sidewalk University is in the beginning of a new semester now, the 28th. And I'm telling you, I love what I'm seeing. I do know it always starts off good like now, but as the semester goes on, they start dropping off. Slowly but surely, they start falling off. But I got a feeling about this goddamn group. And I'll keep you posted. The best part of this is, you know, the choices you have to make, the freedom you have. I remember, man, we used to, Tay and I would take a dart and throw it at a map. And wherever that fucking dart landed, me and that nigga would go there. We'd hit the road and go wherever it landed. And when we got it, never failed either. Motherfuckers knew we was coming, and they'd be there, land a kicking with a nigga. No matter which direction, north, south, east, west, it didn't matter. This lifestyle and being a man is just universal. The pimps there welcomed us. The squares there welcomed us. The police welcomed us. Damn near everybody welcomed us. That's how you're going to find shit's going to be. You're going to be greeted that way when you're on the road. And now that you're representing this abadabra correctly, motherfuckers don't recognize you. People will see the man you are and be attracted to it. Not necessarily sexually, but a magnetic attraction. When we went to town that first night, we ain't going to no after hours or no bars. We stay on the track until they damn motherfucker don't own it. Then we go get a shot of cognac, smoke a joint of weed, go home and check our traps. You don't need to be a pimp to have an agenda for your time. That's just something I was. You plan something to do every day and do it. Now, it took us a couple of days, so we even went to the hot spots. But after that first night, the next day, we got out and, you know, met up with some of the niggas we met. And we just kicked it. We didn't hang with them at this point. We just styled on them while we learned a little information they had about that town. And you'll feel this adrenaline rush as you go about your activities, and don't be scared to get hooked on that shit. You want to get sprung on the adrenaline feeling you get. There will always be spots to go to where alpha motherfuckers hang, and with your new social skills, you're ready. This shit is so live, it's unreal. The police, the squires, the brawls, the other alphas in the town all knew and could see there were some fly motherfuckers in the town, and they knew they had better step it up. Me and that nigga was so fly. Me and Tay was fly. Now, I'm offering a 2-for-1 sale, and when I offer that shit, it's so you can have action. You know, the 2-for-1, you buy one, get one free. Now, on a different subject, we're needed when we least expect it. Now, as parents, we just got to be there for our kids, especially when they make mistakes and they judgment. My girl's decision to step fully out on her own wasn't working out like she planned. But she called me upset and thinking she made a dumb decision. I told her nothing that you really want to do is going to come easy, Lena. And then she reminded me that I told her to follow her plans and things should work out. I reminded her that I also told you when you are playing things to a T, and something go wrong, not to panic. Sound like you panicking right now. And whatever's going wrong is just making sure you up for the task that you chose. Now, it is all new. It's new input to your decision making. And you got to use this information from this point on. Just use your newly gained information to formulate an alternate plan or an addendum to your plan. Because you got to remember, you've already planned to bounce back from any setback. You don't know what she said to me? And it made me really fucking proud. She said, "That's why you my rock, Dad. You always tell me the truth. I wanted you to say come home, but I needed you to say be strong. And I will, Dad. I love you, Dad." Your kids don't necessarily need or want you to do things for them. Mostly, they just need the truth. That's why when my daughter sends me a message for any occasion on anything, it's real based on what we've been through together. Now, most of the time, all your kids need is to know you're there. You're there for them to bounce their thoughts off of. And I'm here for my girl. It ain't just about money with me. People are all about money. Any way you can do it, you can make it, do it. Even the way they accept prisoners today is all about least cost and most profit. If you are an older black man with some kind of illness, your chances of going to a private prison is almost the same as an older white person with some kind of fucking illnesses. Why? Because private prisons prefer young black males or young males of color who are healthy because it costs them less than 10% of that $40,000 they get per inmate. Every fucking inmate is $40,000 a year. That's why they want them goddamn prisons filled to capacity. White prisons use more of the resources in a prison, costing the prison more of its profits. An inmate who has an illness can end up costing the institution. And we know they don't, you know, want to have that kind of goddamn shit. The chosen commodity for private prisons is healthy young men of color. Can we just keep that in mind so you don't get tricked? New words for you, jatel and pratel. You do know prisons and jails are now like hotels and motels. Since today all prisons are for profit, this is fan the reason that the authorities want to make sure they are at full capacity. They want to be full, just like motels and hotels. Sometimes it's across the board, although it still affects minorities more. Simple shit like refusing to identify yourself is reason enough now for the popo to charge you with something. Knowing you're going to resist arrest for it, any little thing that at one time even the police used to laugh at. Now, this is an arrestable offense. Then your ass is going to have to go through the bullshit to get out of it. It's a fact. Anything for profit got to have goods. And those goods going to be bought or made. How else can they manufacture prisoners? Unless they make up simple shit that most people do, make that shit criminal acts. Jatel this for jails and pretel this for prisons. They are simply another asset in some fat cat's portfolio. It's up to us to stop letting them motherfuckers trick us into falling into the trap of filling their vacancies. Sometimes it's just not worth the hassle. Other times it is. I'm just saying, choose wisely. I be having people from Zimbabwe, Szechuan, I mean, all kind of places near China, all kind of foreign dudes getting my course off my site. And they let me know language does not pose a threat to the message of my male confidence. Manwich is what we speak. The language we speak is called Manwich. And it's universal. The thing is, I'm getting noticed by all the right people these days. Hard work is never hard to do once you get that first reward. I work hard. And I know most of you think I hardly work. And I'm serious when I tell you that nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. But some things will come to a person that dreams, especially if he dreams this dream to the point it becomes a goal, and that goal becomes a part of his plan to success. See, to a dreamer, what comes to him is the opportunity to reach his dreams. To a sleeper, just dreams are going to come. I mean, you can decide to do a half-ass if you want to. But I don't play that shit. I go hard. If I'm blessed to live, I'm going to see my shit come to fruition. I'm a fucking big dreamer. But have you noticed a lot of my dreams come true? Hold on. Most of my dreams come true. Because I don't really dream. I dream thinking of something that I can accomplish. My shit comes to fruition because I work hard. I just work hard at it. I put in hard work chasing that dream. And you know what they say, if you love what you do, it doesn't seem like work. Shit, when I was in the game, I always wanted shit to go smooth. I was always having a gang of hoes, and with hoes come problems. None that can't be handled with this abadabba I got. And I always thought the one I had the least problems out of was going to be the one that would be with me in the end when I retired. Man, was I wrong. It was just the opposite. The one that was with me in the end was the one I had to go off on almost every day. And let me tell you something about women. They got a lot of things to cover what they be doing and thinking. And what just one day, because I'm always fussing at them. My master's just why she did the shit she did, because you know I'm going to go off about it. And that bitch said, I'd rather have you over here fussing me out than to have to wait on you to decide to come over. You want to know what? It's the same with Sidewalk University. The motherfuckers I got to fuss at every time I'm on the call, them the motherfuckers who graduate. Because they the ones who getting it raw. The ones that I got to scream on the most, them motherfuckers be dope when I'm done. It's never outdated, what I'm teaching. There's nothing to match it, what you're learning. Every person needs it, and only a few will understand it. What is that? My course, my male confidence course. Do yourself a favor and get laced ASAP. You know, some women, though, they think I'm callous. And I've been told on many occasions that I was chicken shit. I'll admit, my dick do get hard when the bitch say you chicken shit. But I also admit to them motherfuckers that I am callous. And then I ask them if they knew, you know, what callous means. And inevitably they give me that Webster's or some dictionary's version. Then I lace them. Baby, callous in my book is an acronym and it has real meaning. The C is for the confidence, something most males lack. The A is for alpha, because we got it like that. The first L is for lion. You must have that big of a heart. The second L is for leader. The ability to see clearly is all you gonna need. The O is for obvious. What I do is the connection between my goals, and that shouldn't be obvious. The U is for unmatched. This unmatched knowledge I've got that you can attain is clearly available. The S is for Sidewalk University, where your goals become plain. See, all a woman wants is to be led in a strong way on a path she can clearly see leading to her dream relationship. That's a confident, callous in the correct way man. And I have no problems with my past. I wouldn't even have problems with your past if you had one. I've done this, I've done that, and in all my endeavors, I kept the same mindset. I'm going to be the best or I'm going to die trying. So far, since I'm still living, I'm on the high end of the scale. Not the best, but far from the rest. Because I always embrace my past and look forward to my future. I made my future. I'm living my future. And I'm not ready to stop doing it. I got some fly ideas. And one of them is story time with Rosebud. I'm going to read my books. Not all of them, just parts of them. And I'm going to be lacing you with those excerpts. You know, a couple of callers called in to the last show. Pumped my confidence course. Those of you who are still skeptical need to just quit. Get away from that paranoid feeling of being pimped on by me. If you buy my course, it don't mean I'm pimping you. Get away from that feeling and get into the feeling of success you're headed for. Get on the train carrying the men who have taken a chance on my course and now are being carried to the land of having it their way. They're being carried by the new vehicle they have. No, it's not a car. It's the new confidence they've earned from the right to claim. Join them now. Young motherfucking dudes can learn a lot about poise listening to my show. You need to be in a position or a frame of mind to not get offended, to stay poised. And for me, that's all a part of staying sharp. And the reason I love my show is because, of course, I'm the fucking host. But besides me being the host, I get to see the growth of the audience. It's simply pleasing for me to see my work being absorbed. Good shit tonight. And this is to be continued. That's a lot of spanking last night. 497 people out of 500 cannot all be wrong. The things you need most when listening to an audiobook are all waiting for you in Rosebud's American Pen. I gave away 500 audiobooks in recent months, and all the three listeners gave it a 10. And the three who didn't give it a 10 gave it a 9. Game in life is like a puzzle. You don't believe you can put it together until you get started. And you know, a lot of people list the Mac as their favorite movie. Maybe that's why so many of you motherfuckers got this game so twisted. Although it did have some real pimps in it, there was a full misrepresentation of how the game goes. That nigga Pretty Tony holding that pool or whatever the hell he was holding at the pool hall as he got served. And the nigga didn't get a dime from the bitch. That shit ain't real. But what I didn't like the most about it was in the end, the Goldie nigga left on the bus. Pimps have serious problems in the game. But the real ones don't lead a game, especially on no goddamn bus. Misleading information leads to misrepresentation of the game. And it has plagued the motherfucking abadabble from day one. The good thing about it in any time was you had to hear about it by word of mouth. In my time, that's the only way you would get it, by word of mouth. Today, with all this instant this and instant that, y'all get what you get right away, and you get just enough to get slapped. The sad thing is when you trip the shit and get it by word of mouth, you learn so much about it along the way, the information you're looking for when you get it will really help you. But since you don't have to do nothing but pull it up on Google, you'll read the information and it won't do a damn thing for you because you don't give a fuck about Google. You guys get this so-called information, what do you do with it? Nothing, not a damn thing. When we found the information we was looking for, it improved our position in the game and it also focused us on how to get more abadabra. Earn it. When you've been blessed, I'm telling you, when you've been as blessed as I've been, you'll find that this information we get is just so fucking dope. I mean, sometimes you got to take a step back to really see what's going on. Am I this strong? Am I this fucking bad? Do I think that far ahead of the average guy? Shit. There's a higher power. It ain't all me. There's a higher power than any of us working for me. And if you believe, you'll get your beliefs worth. If you believe a little, you're going to get a little. If you believe a lot, you're going to get a lot. It's like that with a lot of shit in life. But really in life, life itself is like that. Where you go and how well your life will follow your plans all depends on what the fuck you believe and how much you believe you deserve to get where you're trying to go. Personally, I have a long way to go before I'm where I need to be, especially with God. 202, what's up with you, man?
Hey, top of it, bud. Can you hear me okay?
Huh?
I said, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Hey, man, what's going on? I just wanted to, you know, first off, let me give you your flowers today, you know, and that way until you didn't croak some motherfucking way. So, yeah, man, salute to you. You've been popping this shit for a while, man. I've been tapped into you for a minute now, and just listening to you, you might not believe it or not, but even just listening to your videos, I've been able to sharpen my game up a lot. I did purchase your confidence course, you know, but I just been pretty much getting gems from your videos along with the confidence course. Man, I just seen some results, this and that. And as far as people worrying about being pimped on. First, you got to look at yourself as a host to even have that type of mindset.
Oh, man, can you repeat that? God damn, that was some dope.
I said, in order to look at yourself as being pimped on, you got to see yourself as a host first.
That's so true,
you know,
man.
You know, I know I ain't no hoe. So, you know, that thought never crossed my mind. And, you know, game recognize game, man. You got to have a little bit of game in order to recognize it. So, you know, if you got any type of game, you're going to see it. And if you can't see it, then, you know, that's why you got these questions about, oh, is he pimping on me, this, that, and the third. So, you know, that's all I got to say.
Hey, I appreciate you, bro.
No question.
Hey, see, that brother dropped some pure dynamite, man, because you have to really think of yourself as such to think somebody's comparing you to that. Shit. I know that I'm not really trying to be a Christian, a church-going Christian. Well, I receive my beliefs worth, and that's a little. But my bad day is a lot of people's dream day. And my little is normally in abundance for a regular Joe. So everything is relative. Just make sure you give praise where praise is due. And don't wait until the day is over. After looking at this, after seeing this video, give praise to God. God helps us make it. Just believing in God. You don't have to believe in God. I do. And that's just where I'm at. Hey, I got hella shit for you, not today, though. But let me go. I ain't gonna do another video today. I got class tonight. But tomorrow I got bombs. So you motherfuckers just be ready. Hey, and I need more call-ins.